Question 7. Listening test. In this conversation, Rob and Neil talk about lifts. Here is the beginning of the conversation. Rob, I'd like to start by asking, how did you get up here to the studio, onto the 6th floor this morning? Neil, well, by lift, of course. Here is an example of a question. How did Neil get up to the studio? The correct answer is, by lift. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the conversation. Now listen to the rest of the conversation. You will hear it 3 times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
I'd like to start by asking, how did you get up here to the studio on the 6th floor this morning?
Well, by lift, of course.
Ah, I thought so. That's what we're going to talk about in this programme, lifts, or elevators, as Americans call them.
Lifts? Well, that's not very exciting, is it? What is there to say about lifts, Rob? I mean, they take you up and down, and that's it, really.
Well, you're in for a surprise, Neil. But first, let's see if you can answer this question. Which country has the most lifts? Is it A, the USA, B, Italy, or C, China?
It seems obvious to me, because of the massive expansion in its construction industry, I'm going to say China.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right or wrong later on. But now let's elevate or raise your knowledge about lifts. This invention has had quite an effect on which floor people choose to live on.
Well, I suppose before the days of lifts, rich people lived on the ground floor and poorer people lived on the top floors and had to use the stairs. Now, though, it's the other way round, and that, in turn, has given rise to penthouses with their fantastic views.
And the history of lifts goes back a long way. It was mathematician Archimedes who invented the first lift in 236 BC. In the Middle Ages, there were examples of lifts being used for military purposes. Then they helped to move agricultural products around. They really came into their own, or became very useful, in the Industrial Revolution.
And there was a wide range of methods used to drive them too. Pulleys, water and steam power, electricity and so on. Today, tall blocks of flats couldn't exist without them. And you're right, Rob, there's more to lifts than meets the eye.
There certainly is. But have you noticed how nobody says anything in the lift? Have you ever felt uneasy in a lift, Neil?
Actually, yes, I have. Just this morning, I was standing next to the big boss. And neither of us really knew what to say to each other.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Well, let's listen to Jason Whale, sales manager at Elevators Limited, talking about this subject. He thinks he may have found a solution to the problem. He uses a word that describes the state of feeling strange or uneasy. Can you tell me what it is?
It's a very anxious experience, the time you spend in a lift. I think everyone behaves very differently and awkwardly in a lift. If you have things around you to take away that awkwardness, to we all look at our phones sometimes or look down at the floor, well, surely it's better to look at advertisements on the walls.
He said awkwardness, which describes the state of feeling strange or uneasy. He suggests that advertisements in lifts could improve our experience of being in one. I suppose that could mean moving digital ads.
It could, but before we consider that further, let's delve into lifts a little more. Of course, there's always the danger of getting stuck in one, but thankfully that's rare, and usually you can dial an emergency number and be rescued.
And did you know that most lifts mark the 13th floor as 12A or something similar? Because 13 is considered an unlucky number. By the way, Rob, have you ever heard of the elevator pitch?
Yes, I have, Neil. It's something we can do when we're stuck in a lift with someone.
Yes, people say that if you have an idea or product to sell, you should be able to sell it or pitch it to someone quickly. So, in other words, in the time it takes for an elevator or lift to reach the top of the building.
It's a good idea if the lift doesn't break down. Let's get back to the thought that digital advertising can make travelling by lift a more pleasant experience. Let's hear from Jason Whale again. He uses a word that means thinner. Can you spot it?
I think with all things, as technology becomes both slimmer and also cheaper as well, it becomes much more attractive to people that purchase lifts. And therefore, there are so many different ways to enhance a lift with light boxes, with moving images, with television screens. It becomes quite exciting for us and hopefully a little bit more interesting for the people that use lifts every day.
He said slimmer, which means thinner.
And he said enhance, which means improve. Well, he could be onto something. Looking at moving advertisements must be better than listening to Muzak. That's non-stop, pre-recorded, usually boring music.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate Muzak.
OK, so, Neil, do you remember the question I asked you at the beginning of the programme? I asked you which country has the most lifts. Is it A, the USA, B, Italy, or C, China?
And I said C, of course. It must be. It has to be China.
Really? Sounds so sure. Mm-hmm. But in fact, you're wrong. Oh. The answer is actually Italy. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it astonishes me, to be honest.
All those old buildings have got lifts in.
I wonder why.
Now you will hear the text again.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
I'd like to start by asking, how did you get up here to the studio on the sixth floor this morning?
Well, by lift, of course.
Ah, I thought so. That's what we're going to talk about in this programme, lifts, or elevators, as Americans call them.
Lifts? Well, that's not very exciting, is it? What is there to say about lifts, Rob? I mean, they take you up and down and that's it, really.
Well, you're in for a surprise, Neil. But first, let's see if you can answer this question. Which country has the most lifts? Is it A, the USA, B, Italy, or C, China?
Well, it seems obvious to me because of the massive expansion in its construction industry. I'm going to say China.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right or wrong later on. But now let's elevate or raise your knowledge about lifts. This invention has had quite an effect on which floor people choose to live on.
Well, I suppose before the days of lifts, rich people lived on the ground floor and poorer people lived on the top floors and had to use the stairs. Now, though, it's the other way round, and that, in turn, has given rise to penthouses with their fantastic views.
And the history of lifts goes back a long way. It was mathematician Archimedes who invented the first lift in 236 BC. In the Middle Ages, there were examples of lifts being used for military purposes. Then they helped to move agricultural products around. They really came into their own, or became very useful, in the Industrial Revolution.
And there was a wide range of methods used to drive them too. Pulleys, water and steam power, electricity and so on. Today, tall blocks of flats couldn't exist without them. And you're right, Rob, there's more to lifts than meets the eye.
There certainly is. But have you noticed how nobody says anything in the lift? Have you ever felt uneasy in a lift, Neil?
Actually, yes, I have. Just this morning, I was standing next to the big boss, and neither of us really knew what to say to each other.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Well, let's listen to Jason Whale, sales manager at Elevators Limited, talking about this subject. He thinks he may have found a solution to the problem. He uses a word that describes the state of feeling strange or uneasy. Can you tell me what it is?
It's a very anxious experience, the time you spend in a lift. I think everyone behaves very differently and awkwardly in a lift. If you have things around you to take away that awkwardness, we all look at our phones sometimes or look down at the floor. Well, surely it's better to look at advertisements on the walls.
He said awkwardness, which describes the state of feeling strange or uneasy. He suggests that advertisements in lifts could improve our experience of being in one. I suppose that could mean moving digital ads.
It could. But before we consider that further, let's delve into lifts a little more. Of course, there's always the danger of getting stuck in one, but thankfully that's rare, and usually you can dial an emergency number and be rescued.
And did you know that most lifts mark the 13th floor as 12A or something similar, because 13 is considered an unlucky number? By the way, Rob, have you ever heard of the elevator pitch?
Yes, I have, Neil. It's something we can do when we're stuck in a lift with someone.
Yes, people say that if you have an idea or product to sell, you should be able to sell it or pitch it to someone quickly. So, in other words, in the time it takes for an elevator or lift to reach the top of the building.
It's a good idea if the lift doesn't break down. Let's get back to the thought that digital advertising can make travelling by lift a more pleasant experience. Let's hear from Jason Whale again. He uses a word that means thinner. Can you spot it?
I think with all things, as technology becomes both slimmer and also cheaper as well, it becomes much more attractive to people that purchase lifts. And therefore, there are so many different ways to enhance a lift with light boxes, with moving images, with television screens. It becomes quite exciting for us and hopefully a little bit more interesting for the people that use lifts every day.
He said slimmer, which means thinner.
And he said enhance, which means improve. Well, he could be onto something. Looking at moving advertisements must be better than listening to Muzak. That's non-stop, pre-recorded, usually boring music.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate Muzak.
OK, so, Neil, do you remember the question I asked you at the beginning of the programme? I asked you which country has the most lifts. Is it A, the USA, B, Italy, or C, China?
And I said C, of course. It must be. It has to be China.
Really? You sound so sure. Mm-hmm. But in fact, you're wrong. Oh. The answer is actually Italy. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it astonishes me, to be honest.
All those old buildings have got lifts in.
I wonder why.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
I'd like to start by asking, how did you get up here to the studio on the sixth floor this morning?
Well, by lift, of course.
Ah, I thought so. That's what we're going to talk about in this programme, lifts, or elevators, as Americans call them.
Lifts? Well, that's not very exciting, is it? What is there to say about lifts, Rob? I mean, they take you up and down, and that's it, really.
Well, you're in for a surprise, Neil. But first, let's see if you can answer this question. Which country has the most lifts? Is it A, the USA, B, Italy, or C, China?
Well, it seems obvious to me. Because of the massive expansion in its construction industry, I'm going to say China.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right or wrong later on. But now let's elevate or raise your knowledge about lifts. This invention has had quite an effect on which floor people choose to live on.
Well, I suppose before the days of lifts, rich people lived on the ground floor and poorer people lived on the top floors and had to use the stairs. Now, though, it's the other way round, and that, in turn, has given rise to penthouses with their fantastic views.
And the history of lifts goes back a long way. It was mathematician Archimedes who invented the first lift in 236 BC. In the Middle Ages, there were examples of lifts being used for military purposes. Then they helped to move agricultural products around. They really came into their own, or became very useful, in the Industrial Revolution.
And there was a wide range of methods used to drive them too. Pulleys, water and steam power, electricity and so on. Today, tall blocks of flats couldn't exist without them. And you're right, Rob, there's more to lifts than meets the eye.
There certainly is. But have you noticed how nobody says anything in the lift? Have you ever felt uneasy in a lift, Neil?
Actually, yes, I have. Just this morning, I was standing next to the big boss, and neither of us really knew what to say to each other.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Well, let's listen to Jason Whale, sales manager at Elevators Limited, talking about this subject. He thinks he may have found a solution to the problem. He uses a word that describes the state of feeling strange or uneasy. Can you tell me what it is?
It's a very anxious experience, the time you spend in a lift. I think everyone behaves very differently and awkwardly in a lift. If you have things around you to take away that awkwardness, we all look at our phones sometimes or look down at the floor, well, surely it's better to look at advertisements on the walls.
He said awkwardness, which describes the state of feeling strange or uneasy. He suggests that advertisements in lifts could improve our experience of being in one. I suppose that could mean moving digital ads.
It could, but before we consider that further, let's delve into lifts a little more. Of course, there's always the danger of getting stuck in one, but thankfully that's rare, and usually you can dial an emergency number and be rescued.
And did you know that most lifts mark the 13th floor as 12A or something similar? Because 13 is considered an unlucky number. By the way, Rob, have you ever heard of the elevator pitch?
Yes, I have, Neil. It's something we can do when we're stuck in a lift with someone.
Yes, people say that if you have an idea or product to sell, you should be able to sell it or pitch it to someone quickly. So, in other words, in the time it takes for an elevator or lift to reach the top of the building.
It's a good idea if the lift doesn't break down. Let's get back to the thought that digital advertising can make travelling by lift a more pleasant experience. Let's hear from Jason Whale again. He uses a word that means thinner. Can you spot it?
I think with all things, as technology becomes both slimmer and also cheaper as well, it becomes much more attractive to people that purchase lifts. And therefore, there are so many different ways to enhance a lift with light boxes, with moving images, with television screens. It becomes quite exciting for us and hopefully a little bit more interesting for the people that use lifts every day.
He said slimmer, which means thinner.
And he said enhance, which means improve. Well, he could be onto something. Looking at moving advertisements must be better than listening to Muzak. That's non-stop, pre-recorded, usually boring music.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate Muzak.
OK, so Neil, do you remember the question I asked you at the beginning of the programme? I asked you which country has the most lifts. Is it A, the USA, B, Italy, or C, China?
And I said C, of course. It must be. It has to be China.
Really? You sound so sure. Mm-hmm. But in fact, you're wrong. Oh. The answer is actually Italy. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it astonishes me, to be honest.
All those old buildings have got lifts in.
I wonder why.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.